From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. The World Food Program says it's facing a serious budget shortfall as it tries to feed millions of people displaced by the civil war in Syria. How serious? Well, the UN agency says it needs to raise an additional $300 million. The BBC's Rami Ruhayem reports from Damascus.
In bags, boxes and bottles, pasta, chickpeas and oil move along the assembly lines. Scales weigh them, workers repackage them, and machines seal them shut with tape. We're at a World Food Program warehouse in rural Damascus, one of four warehouses across Syria managed by the UN agency. In a vast international operation, the UN is buying, shipping, and distributing tons of food every day to Syrian victims of war. Outside the warehouse, the boxes are loaded onto trucks to begin their journey to Damascus, where a Syrian charity registers recipients and hands out the aid. That's where we met Muhammad Rifa'i. He leans on a crutch, but holds his head up high. He tells me some of what he receives. 15 kilograms of rice, 4.5 kilograms of pasta, 7 kilograms of chickpeas. It's not enough for my family, he says. But what can I do? He recalls the good old days before the war. He was a barber and he could serve 3 customers at once in his old shop. Like his home, it was destroyed. Most of the people queuing up for aid here have been displaced from other parts of the country. To register, they need proof of their former address as well as identification. And for many women, that's where it gets complicated. Maher is an official at the charity. He explains.
The problem for divorced women is that they do not have the family ID card, as it usually remains with the man. It is the official document which shows that someone is entitled to receive the aid package. We cannot help anyone who does not have the family ID card.
Jamila is facing that problem with a bizarre twist. Her husband left her and married 2 other women. One of them has the family ID card and uses it to collect rations on behalf of all the children. Jamila and her children get nothing. Further along the queue, we met Muhammad's daughter-in-law. Her 3 children are feeling pressure at school. Some of their classmates look down on them. Like refugees, the internally displaced are often stigmatized. But she's in high spirits. We're in a war, she says, and the children have to understand that. She knows they're better off than many others.
Syria is split between areas held by the government and others under rebel control. Here in Damascus, government forces have the upper hand in battle and have besieged many neighborhoods held by the rebels.
Muhammad's daughter lives in one of them, and he's very worried about her.
We pray to God to help those besieged in Ghouta. They are eating grass instead of bread. The siege should be lifted so they can get back to their normal lives.
The war in Syria has forced millions to leave their homes and experience the bitterness of displacement. But for many Syrians, it may be safer to be displaced in Damascus city than to live under siege in its peripheries.
The BBC's Rami Ruhayem in Damascus, Syria.